Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of April the 19th, 2025, the 21st of Nisan, 5785. The following is special for Passover, and it was originally posted the week of April the 11th, 2015, the 22nd of Nisan, 5775. It's entitled The Bread of Affliction, and I'm reading from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 3. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, matzah, the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. If you attended a Pesach Seder the other day, or any other time for that matter, you most likely heard the following words when the matzah, the unleavened bread, was uncovered near the beginning of the evening. We say, "This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt." But perhaps you didn't know that calling the matzah the bread of affliction is taken directly from the Torah. The word for affliction in Hebrew is ani, and refers to being in an oppressive state, such as hardship or poverty. Matzah, as a key symbol of Pesach, would always serve as a reminder of the great suffering in Egypt, with or without referring to it as the bread of affliction. But the verse I quoted at the beginning makes it sound as if the matzah is not a reminder of the slavery experience, but of freedom. We read, "Eat it with matzah, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt." Indeed, it was the rush to leave Egypt following the 10th and final plague that is the reason for eating of matzah. We read in Shemot Exodus 12 verses 33 and 34, "The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, 'We shall all be dead.' So the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading bowls being bound up in their cloaks on their shoulders." So if the matzah is connected with leaving Egypt, why is it not called the bread of deliverance? The answer is found a few verses later. Regarding the preparation of the unleavened dough they took with them, in Shemot Exodus chapter 12 and verse 39, "And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves." Even though the exodus from Egypt was a momentous, liberating event, in its own way, it too was a hardship. Anyone who's been released from long-term personal or corporate abuse knows how difficult such transitions can be. Free from slavery, yes, but Israel had to endure a harsh, unknown wilderness with little to no prepared provision. This resulted in all sorts of next to impossible challenges, to the point that some would eventually pine after their former slavery. Unless they learned to depend on God, they wouldn't make it, and many didn't. Almost the entire adult generation that left Egypt were kept from entering the promised land due to their unfaithfulness to God. After the initial euphoria of newfound freedom subsides, the harsh realities of strange and perhaps hostile environments, a lack of familiar social structures and personal and communal resources must be faced with tenacity and hope for a better future. Whether it be an immigrant from a war-torn land or someone newly distanced from an abusive situation, denying the reality of the new challenges faced by freedom can create unnecessary obstacles to the benefits of freedom. The matzah does more than simply remind us of the hardship of liberation, however. It assures us that the God who frees us will give us all we need to face the challenges of newfound freedom. It's not always easy to walk in freedom, but he who rescues us from bondage will also equip us to live free. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.